I'd seen Fiona McLeod was when she and her brother, Ambrose, stuck me up with a shotgun in a custody battle over two English sheepdogs. I'd also fallen for Lucy Legay, a friend of Fiona's, and blown that too. When she walked into my office, I got such a surprise that I bit down too quickly on a chocolate eclair.
At least it's only cream on your face this time, not egg.
Mrs. McLeod.
Miss Pierce. I'm not using anything belonging to Fat Boy anymore.
Apart from his money, you mean?
I've got a job for you, Mr. Fish.
I don't do dogs anymore.
Just merchant bankers.
How's your brother?
Fine. Seen anything of Lucy Legay lately?
No.
That's funny. She waited a long time for you to call. In the end, I had to tell her.
Exactly what did you tell her?
That you'd used her to get information on my whereabouts so you could steal my dogs for Hamish.
It wasn't like that.
Really? Well, that's how it looked. Anyway, she gave up on you eventually.
How is she?
Fine.
Did that husband of hers ever turn up, the one who went missing in the Philippines?
No.
Is there anyone in her life?
Call her up and ask. Mind if I smoke?
Just what is it you want, Ms. Pierce?
I want you to find a Filipino called Dolores de Cruz. She was a special friend of Ambrose's, but she left him. I want to talk to her.
What about?
She has something that belongs to me. I want it back.
Like what? Money, jewelry, your stamp collection, your Cat Stevens records?
Something of sentimental value, Mr. Fish. A memento.
You think she's willing to give it back?
I think she might need money.
Oh. And is Ambrose looking for Dolores too?
I suspect he might be.
What does this Dolores do? Computer operator? Social worker? Nuclear physicist?
Stop it.
Huh? A barfly, perhaps.
She's an ex-hooker Ambrose brought back from Manila.
Is Ambrose keen to be reunited with Dolores because he can't live without her? Or does she know too much about his business affairs?
My brother isn't the sentimental type, as you may recall.
So where would Dolores go? Has she got family or friends in Australia?
No family that I know of. They changed the immigration laws before she got the chance. She might have made contact with other Filipino working girls, though. I know Ambrose tried to stop her hanging out with the old gang, but he couldn't watch her all the time.
Have you got a photo of her?
It's in here somewhere. Here.
Dolly de Cruz was about 25, small and beautiful, with good cheekbones, long, thick hair, and a pouting, girlish mouth belied by hard, knowing eyes.
Just find out where she is and let me know. If you approach her, she'll think Ambrose sent you and bolt again.
This memento. Does Dolly know what it's worth?
I don't know. But certain other people would. I don't want it to fall into the wrong hands. You'll take the case?
If you'll answer one question.
Try me.
What made you marry Hamish McLeod?
It just sort of happened. You know, like falling asleep on a train and waking up at the terminus.
That night, I flashed Dolly's photo around all the strip clubs, live sex acts and health clubs at the Cross, and questioned hundreds of freelance harlots in Darlinghurst Road and William Street. I didn't see Dolly, and nobody admitted knowing her.
Want a girl, love?
Yeah. This one.
You and everybody else.
Like who?
Time is money.
$20, do you?
A big bloke. 40. Built like a brick shit house. Bounce at Ridges Club, I think.
It had to be Luther Hutt. Goon for Ronnie Brackenridge, owner of Ridges Illegal Gambling Casino, and probably a drug financier. Either Luther was moonlighting for Ambrose Pierce, or Brackenridge and Pierce had something going. Either way, it was bad for Dolly de Cruz. Exhausted and depressed by all that flesh for sale, I picked up some Thai takeaway, retreated to my flat, and rang my mate Lizzie Darcy at a newspaper.
and making...
Where would you look for a Filipina on the lam?
Give me some clues. Is she a bride?
No. An ex-working girl Ambrose Pierce imported.
Oh, have you tried the harbour?
No, I think she's still alive, but the working girls tell me Luther Huck's after her, which means Ronnie Brackenridge. And Fiona says Ambrose is looking for her.
What's Fiona McLeod got to do with all this?
Well, she's my client. And she's travelling as Fiona Pierce these days.
God, don't you ever learn. You just can't resist bad women, can you? You're wasting your time, you know. You're never going to get your hands on any part of Fiona's anatomy, whatever she's calling herself.
Look, stop interrupting me. Fiona, my client, says Dolly stole something from her and wants to talk to her about buying it back.
Like what?
Well, she wouldn't say.
You got any ideas?
None.
Why is Ambrose so keen to get this Dolly person back? There's millions more where she came from.
Well, maybe he misses her.
Seriously, though, she's crossed Ambrose. She's in real trouble. And you might get caught in a crossfire again, so be careful.
Now, stop nagging me. If I wanted a sermon, I'd go to bloody church.
Don't be such a prima donna. If Dolly's gone to ground, you'll just have to starve her out. She might have friends who'll look after her. People the Pierces don't know about. Just wait a minute.
You're smoking again.
Rubbish. I'm sure I read a piece about a Catholic refuge for battered Filipina brides. It quoted some priest. Hold on a minute.
Jenny, who was that priest you interviewed a couple of days ago? The one who takes in the brides.
Damien Beard.
Yeah, that's the one.
He's here, sir.
Thanks, mate.
Damien Beard. The refuge is at 243 Canterbury Road, Ashfield, and the number is 358-4871.
Great. You're worth your weight in Benson and Edges. Although it was late, I cajoled the Valiant into life and found the refuge, an ordinary suburban bungalow in Ashfield. The fates were with me. Just up the road from the refuge was the last unvandalised public phone in Sydney.
Good neighbours, Ashfield.
Is Dolly de Cruz there?
I'm sorry, sir. We can't give out that sort of information.
In that case, tell her Ambrose Pierce is on his way from Double Bay. If she doesn't come out, I'll break the bloody door down.
It worked. Within 15 minutes, a cab turned up for Dolly. I followed the cab to a seedy block of flats in Surrey Hills. Dolly went in, and I saw a light go on in the front flat on the second floor. I went home, set the alarm for 6 a.m. and slept like a log. I don't know how Dolly slept.
Police set up a roadblock around Centennial Park and arrested a man suspected of committing 33 sex crimes. According to a police spokesman, the man had a long history of...
For 3 hours I sat outside Dolly's new home and watched ordinary people getting on with their lives. And finally, Dolly appeared, in big Audrey Hepburn sunglasses and a headscarf. Time to go in. It was a cheap lock on a flimsy door. A credit card had it open in no time. It didn't take me long to search the place. Dolly was travelling light. I didn't think Fiona Pierce would be sentimental about jewellery or money. So I looked for a document of some sort. The answer was in Dolly's prayer book, a virginal mother of pearl number she must have got for a first communion. It was a photograph of Fiona and two men. One of the men was Ronnie Brackenridge, but I didn't recognise the other one. He was olive-skinned, with very black eyes, dark hair cut close to the scalp, good bones, and a sensuous mouth. It might explain why Fiona was so keen to get the photo back. That night, I met Lizzie and Frank Donahue for drinks at the Woolloomooloo Bay Hotel. Frank was a newspaper's expert on organised crime. We didn't exactly hit it off, but he told me what I wanted to know.
Can I pick your brains for a minute, Frank?
Go for it, mate.
Do you recognise any of the people in this photo?
Don't know the lady, but the Dago is Mario Morelli, a.k.a. Ronnie Brackenridge. And the other hood is Jean-Paul Legay.
Where does Legay fit in?
Organized crime in the Philippines. Vice, drug running from the Triangle, you know. The usual. Haven't heard anything about him for a couple of years, then. I thought he'd gone back to Europe.
Well, he's supposed to have disappeared in the Philippines.
How come you know him, Sid?
Well, he's Lucy's husband. You know, the Lucy who's Fiona's friend.
Would you excuse us for a minute, Frank? Come with me, would you, Sid? I want to talk to you. Is that photo the memento Fiona was after?
I think so.
Where did you get it?
Dolly.
Dolly gave it to you?
Not really. I stole it while she was out.
You went into the refuge?
No, Dolly's moved into a flat in Surrey Hills.
Why on earth did Dolly leave the refuge? No, I don't want to know. I'm more concerned about that photo right now. What if Dolly's arranged to sell it to someone and they come to get it? Someone like Ambrose or Brackenridge or this Legay character. Have you thought about that? Of course not. Fiona's addled your mind. You're thinking with your dick. You've got to get that photo back to Dolly tonight, Sid. Promise me.
All right, I'll do it.
Let's go back inside. Frank must think we're mad.
Now, who cares what Frank thinks?
Frank looked at us strangely when we returned, though we brazened it out. While I was waiting for him to leave, I checked out the photograph again in case I'd missed something. I had.
I'd better be going, or the wife will start calling the hospitals.
Bye, and thanks.
Yeah, thanks, Frank. Thank God he's got them. What a fascist.
He has his uses. Look, Sid, I don't know what's going on with you and Fiona and Legay and this Lucy, but your judgment is up shit creek. What's the matter? What have you seen?
A ghost, that's what. Look at this photograph. They're standing in front of the barracks in Macquarie Street. See what's on that poster behind them?
Festival of Sydney, 1993. So what?
Look, Lucy Legay thinks her husband died somewhere in Southeast Asia 3 years ago. But he was here in Sydney in January, large as life, playing footsie with Ronnie Brackenridge and Fiona McLeod.
Business partners?
Looks like it. And you know what sort of business?
Drugs.
Right first time. Knowing what I know about Ronnie Brackenridge, I'd be willing to bet he's playing both sides against the middle. Double game. Doing business with Ambrose Pierce and flirting with Legay. If Fiona's the link, Ambrose probably doesn't know Legay's in the country. And I'll bet he doesn't know Fiona's on with him.
Legay's Lucy's husband, I take it?
Yeah.
How did you figure all this out?
Well, Fiona and Ronnie Brackenridge are both after that photograph, which means it's incriminating. Which suggests they don't want to be seen with each other, or with Legay.
So they must be double-crossing Ambrose.
And Lucy. She told me she hadn't been all that pally with Fiona when they worked at Qantas. And Fiona just sort of appeared after Jean-Paul disappeared.
Maybe Fiona felt guilty.
Yeah, who wanted to keep tabs on a boyfriend in case he got in touch with his wife.
So what are you going to tell Fiona?
Oh, I don't know. I'll worry about that after I get the photo back to Dolly.
On the short drive to Surrey Hills, I decided it was time to front Dolly and tell her to give back the photo before her little blackmail scam got out of control. The flat looked like the aftermath of Cyclone Tracy. Dolly was on the bed, tied up and gagged. Before they'd stabbed her, somebody had stubbed out cigarettes on her arms. It hadn't done them any good. She didn't have anything to give them. I had it.
Who is it? It's after midnight.
Lizzie,
It's me.
Where are you?
I'm in a phone box in Surrey Hills. I went to Dolly's flat. Somebody's pulled it to pieces.
What about Dolly? Was she there?
Yeah, dead. She was stabbed. Blood everywhere. Oh, Jesus, they tortured her.
Sid, listen. Are you listening to me? Sid? Sid?
I'm here.
Call the police and wait for them. Do you hear me? Sid?
I felt as bad as I'd ever felt in my life. Sick. And stupid. And guilty as hell. I certainly had no intention of spending the night explaining myself to the police. I needed to talk to Fiona. I went home and rang her house. She was out, or screening her calls. Having seen the damage a recorded message can do in the wrong hands, I chose my words carefully. It's Sid. Get in touch with me the minute you get this message. It's urgent. Oh, bloody hell, no milk.
Australia will be a republic by the year 2001, according to the Prime Minister. Turning to local news, a woman's body was found late tonight, stabbed to death in a flat in Surrey Hills. Police say the Filipino woman may have disturbed thieves. They've not yet released the victim.
Yeah.
Fiona, I just heard. Did you know where she was?
Yeah, I did.
Did you talk to her?
No, I hadn't got round to it.
So you didn't get it?
Get what? What did Dolly de Cruz have that was worth dying for?
It hardly matters now, does it? I'm not likely to get my hands on it now.
Well, it depends who's got it, doesn't it? Your brother? Brackenridge? The cops? Jean-Paul Legay?
Oh, you bastard! You do have it.
Yeah, first in, best dressed. Perhaps you and I should have a little chat. Soon. She turned up about half an hour later. Disheveled. And not nearly as cool or fresh as usual. Perhaps she'd even started to sweat, like normal people.
It's Fiona, let me in.
Who killed Dolly de Cruz?
I thought you suspected me.
Oh, Mrs. McLeod, sorry, Miss Pierce. I've seen you in action before. You prefer big tough men to do your dirty work. Oh, you'd be quite capable of setting Dolly up, but I don't think you've got the guts to stick a knife into someone and turn it. Not personally. Or to torture them.
Oh, God.
Here, drink this. Well?
The radio didn't mention anything about torture.
They stubbed cigarettes out on her to make her talk. And then they stabbed her.
Oh, no.
Who do you know who works like that?
It could have been any of them. They all wanted that photograph. She might have been conducting an auction.
You realize you're not safe out there?
Yes.
You'd better stay here. The brandy had bucked her up a bit, and she turned up her nose at the sagging couch. The Dowager Empress Act was wasted on me, though. I didn't offer her my bed. I was sick of her and a rotten bunch. You look as bad as I feel.
Thanks.
Want the radio on? There might be something about Dolly.
God, no.
There's not much to eat, I'm afraid.
I'd notice. I've scratched up some toast if you want some.
Oh, thanks. There's one thing that's been bothering me, Ms. Pierce. Why did you come to me in the first place?
Because you hated Ambrose. You aren't all that bright. But I knew you wouldn't sell me out to Ambrose the minute I walked out the door. You hate him too much.
That lame-brained husband of yours was right about one thing. You are a manipulative bitch.
Hamish said that? He's just gone up a notch in my estimation.
No, what he said was that you had an extensive knowledge of male psychology. I was just too stupid to translate it.
Oh.
Yeah, well, you can stop trying to con me now. I'm taking a run up to police headquarters shortly to tell them all I know. I'd advise you to stay here. Don't get any romantic ideas about running to the boyfriend. He probably knifed Dolly.
You're saying John Paul Legay is here in Sydney? We were hoping one of his mates had bumped him off in the Philippines.
No such luck, Inspector. I think he's got something going with Ronnie Brackenridge. Ripping off Ambrose Pierce on a drug deal, probably.
What's Fiona Pierce's role in all this?
Well, I'm sure she's on with Legay. She's close to a brother, so she could have been feeding information about his affairs to Legay and Brackenridge.
So, who killed the girl?
Well, I'd look at Legay or Brackenridge. They're the ones who needed the photo most.
So does Fiona Pierce, if she's afraid of Ambrose.
Well, if Fiona is mixed up in it, you can bet she's got someone else to do the dirty work.
She could have hired you to find Dolly so they could move in on her.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that kept me awake last night, but I don't think anyone followed me. I'd prefer to think Dolly contacted one of them herself to flog the photo. And that's who killed her.
Well, I'm sure you would. Whatever happened, you acted like an irresponsible fool. I'd get your license taken away if I could.
Oh, look, I could have kept my mouth shut.
Even you wouldn't have been that stupid. What about Ambrose Pierce's murderer? Didn't you say the girl had walked out on him?
Yeah, but why would he torture her?
True. Where's Fiona Pierce now, by the way? I'd like to ask her a few questions about Mr. Legay and Mr. Brackenridge.
At my place.
Tell her to drop in, will you? Soon. You can go.
You mean that?
Get out of here before I change me mind.
Fiona? Fiona? What's this? Dear Sid, I've decided to get out of the country till some of the dust settles. Fiona. You bitch. Off to France. Or back to Southeast Asia with a frog, probably. Oh, at least you aren't my problem anymore.
Have identified the bodies of a man and a woman in a double shooting at Palm Beach this afternoon. The police have not released any names, as relatives have not been notified.
Lizzie Darcy?
Yeah, it's Sid. That double shooting at Palm Beach, do you have an address?
Wait a second. Iluka Road. Sid, wait.
I don't know how I got to Palm Beach. I can just remember one obsessive fear. That Ambrose Pierce had executed Jean-Paul Legay. And had got rid of the witness. Lucy.
Lucy! Lucy! Are you there?
The house was cold. And deathly quiet. There were bloodstains on the living room carpet. In a trance, I went into the bedroom. The bed was in a mess. My gut clenched at the thought of Jean-Paul Legay sleeping with Lucy after the way he'd lied to her and cheated with Fiona. Lucy's patchwork quilt was lying on the floor. I picked it up. The hair rose on the back of my neck. The murderer. The cops.
You intend to steal that?
What?
My quilt.
I was cold. Oh, God, Lucy. I thought it was you.
I've been staying with my sister.
So it was Fiona?
Yes. And my husband.
Well, who killed them? Ambrose?
Fits, doesn't it?
She was his sister. Well, you don't shoot your sister.
You don't fall in love with her either.
Are you serious?
He was obsessed with her. She used to tell me about him, how possessive he was. She was scared of him. I didn't really understand at the time, but it all seems obvious now.
But he let her marry Hamish McLeod.
Oh, Hamish was a joke. Anyone could tell Fiona didn't give a damn about him. Even Hamish. But Jean-Paul was another matter entirely. Ambrose must have realised he'd lost her.
And then they double-crossed him on a drug deal.
They betrayed everybody. I just can't get over Fiona coming round here after Jean-Paul disappeared and pretending to be my friend. She must have known he was still alive. He was so cold-blooded.
She probably didn't trust him, thought he might come back to you.
No, she wanted to see me suffer, to gloat. She was evil. They're both evil, she and Ambrose.
Yeah. Lucy, I'm... Is there anything I can do for you?
Saying you're sorry would be a start.
I'm sorry. Oh, really, I am sorry. It's just that I'm gutless. I haven't stopped thinking about you.
Well, why didn't you tell me?
Oh, I felt like a fool.
You acted like one, too.
Do I get a second chance?
I don't know. Maybe. So much has happened. Oh, let's get out of here. I never want to see this place again as long as I live. Come on, Sid, snap out of it. And bring the quilt.